USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I had a chance to speak with Secretary Nielsen today. I wish her well.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the departure of the head of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as President Trump makes changes at the top. Nielsen's last day will be Wednesday. Pompeo speaking with Brett Baer on Special Report on Fox News.
This mission down at the border is incredibly important. We've got to make sure we have the laws right. I'd urge every member of Congress to help us fix it so that we can do what the American people are demanding, regain American sovereignty along our southern border and solve both the security and humanitarian crisis that exists along our southern border.
Also out, the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, Randolph Allis, after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
An ISIS terrorist from Germantown, Maryland, accused of plotting to mow down tourists walking in the popular waterfront area at National Harbor, Maryland, along the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The National Harbor is a waterfront development of restaurants, retail outlets, and hotels in Maryland, just outside the nation's capital. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Rondell Henry wanted to create panic and chaos by using a stolen U-Haul van to drive over as many people as possible.
The reality is that we do not seek to respond to these kinds of events. We seek to prevent them.
Prosecutors also say Henry had hatred for disbelievers. Authorities were able to find his phone that featured images of the ISIS flag with a series of beheading videos.
They played a key role in apprehending an individual and preventing what could have been pointless violence in Prince George's County.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A terrorist in Plano, Texas, pleading guilty to planning an ISIS-inspired attack at a mall, Stonebriar Center in the town of Frisco, north of Dallas. He planned to execute his evil on Ramadan so there would be less Muslims, he thought, inside the mall. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
We're here to announce the guilty plea and sentencing of Mateen Azizi Urand, an 18-year-old from Plano, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison in state district court. Azizi Urand was convicted of solicitation of capital murder, sentenced to 20 years on that charge, as well as terroristic threat, an additional 10-year conviction and sentence, and those sentences will run concurrently.
U.S. Attorney Joe Brown speaking there. The 17-year-old had planned on committing his terror attack on an Islamic holiday, thinking there would be less Muslims at the mall.
The annual airline quality ratings are out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The 29th annual AQR ratings finds Delta is the best airline in America. The study finds it's followed by JetBlue, Southwest, Alaska, Hawaiian, United, Spirit, American, and Frontier. Each year, the ratings rank the nation's 9 biggest airlines based on customer complaints, mishandled baggage reports, on-time performance, and involuntary denied boardings. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.